646, 14 till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL. The fog has lifted and moved behind the Crescent City Connection, so I can now see the pink lights beautifully lit up. Stephen Procopio joins us now, president of the Public Affairs Research Council. Good morning, Mr. Procopio. I'd like to welcome you to testifying before this committee. And right now, so I'd like to remind you that you are under oath, and I would have to ask you, are you now or have you ever been an employee of McDonald's? I'm just kidding. How you doing?
Good. I've never been an employee of McDonald's, but I worked for Pizza Hut for a while.
So
I don't know
would
that
remind
counts.
You, sir, that you are under oath talking to this committee. Let's talk about Governor Landry's. And I would remind you that I worked for Firestone busting tires as a kid. I envied you guys that worked at Pizza Hut and grocery stores and everything else, because it seemed like a lot easier work. Let's talk about Governor Landry's tax plan. What did the Public Affairs Research Council look into, and what did they find?
Sure, and it was a partnership with both us, Committee 100, and Cable. So all three of us, we really wanted to look at, okay, how we know the tax plan, we're going to move to a flat tax, and we're also going to, on sales tax, start to tax services and digital services. And so what was going to be the effect on households? Like, was this going to be regressive? Because I think a lot of people, including ourselves, were concerned this might affect
more
people.
Let me jump in for 1 second, Stephen, because you're throwing some terms around. Let's start with flat tax and regressive, just to start with, and what that means for people that might not get it.
So our flat tax, right now for income tax, there are three brackets. So if you make up to $12,000, you pay 1.85% of that income as taxes. And up to $50,000, you pay 3.5%. And then over $50,000, you pay 4.25%. So depending on the income you're making, that gets taxed at different levels. A flat tax means there is one rate, 3% is what the governor's proposing, no matter your amount of income that you're making. So, and generally, a flat tax by itself is considered regressive, because then people at the higher end spectrum aren't paying as much as people as they were before. Mm-hmm. But in this particular proposal, the governor's also proposing to triple the standard deduction. So from $4,500 to $12,500, which makes a big difference in terms of making sure it's not regressive. Regressive meaning it disproportionately hits people from lower and moderate incomes.
What effect would that have on the economy of Louisiana?
Now, that is another big picture, and I can't answer that. We can only pay Greg Albrecht so much money. That was the economist that we hired. It used to be the economist for the Legislative Fiscal Office that would write fiscal notes. We didn't have enough time, and we didn't particularly ask him about that question. We were really more asking him, how is this tax plan going to hit people of different incomes, is really the focus of what we did.
So how are we defining, I guess, lower incomes or the poor, and I guess what effect would that have on people? We got this information, but what does it mean, I guess, what I'm asking you, Stephen?
Sure. I mean, to get to the end question, the spoilers, that actually this, what they're proposing, actually is slightly more progressive than the current system. The way they're structuring it and the way the standard deduction is that for income tax, actually people that are poorer or more moderate income will actually tend to get the biggest benefit from the tax cut. That's not to say that everybody, and that's in terms of percentage of a cut. So you're looking at something along the lines of a 40% cut for those people, for an individual making $50,000 and what they're paying in income tax. Now, in terms of absolute dollars, if you're a millionaire and you get a cut, even if you get a smaller percentage, you're still going to have a bigger absolute dollar cut. So you're looking at something on the lines of like a $3,000 cut if you're making $500,000. And if you're making $70,000, you're getting a $500 cut. But as a proportion of income, it's actually better for the lower and moderate income. And I'm talking in the, basically anything up to about 80% or $80,000 is getting a good deal. And it goes down from there. So that's on the income side. So it's actually just about everyone's getting a pretty sizable income tax cut. And then on the other side is sales tax. On sales tax, there's a whole bunch of things. There's about a half-cent sales tax that was going to roll off. Mm-hmm. As part of their plan, they're going to keep that on. They're also going to expand to various services like car washes, personal services, not attorneys, not not legal services, but like delivery services. Lobbyists are going to get hit with a tax. So you hire a lobbyist, you got to pay a sales tax. Also, the digital goods, like video streaming, like Netflix, digital games, like Candy Crush, and then subscription services. A lot of people don't buy computer programs anymore. You essentially rent them, mm-hmm. and you would be paying a sales tax on that.
All right, let me take a break.
We also had a concern.
Sure. We'll pick it up there. We come back. You also had a concern, yeah. All right? Remember where you were. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Stephen Procopio, president of the Public Affairs Research Council, about President Governor Landry's proposed tax plan for Louisiana. 651 traffic now, WWL. Wednesday morning, October 23rd, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Stephen Procopio, president of Public Affairs Research Council, about Governor Landry's proposed tax plan and what they've who's this Albrecht guy? I don't have it in front
Greg
of me.
Albrecht.
Greg Albrecht did an analysis of it and said that it would be more progressive than the current system. You said you also had a concern about what, Stephen?
Oh, wait, no. So that's on the individual income tax. We also on the sales tax as well,
right?
Because there's going to be expansion of sales tax to digital services as well as personal services, as opposed to like actual goods that you buy.
So is that going to hurt any group more than the other?
At an income level, not really. It will help. It will actually hit higher income groups a little harder because they're the people that tend to buy more personal services, have delivery services, lawn care. So it tends to hit them a little bit harder proportionally. What we don't know, and we didn't really get an answer on this because we were looking at people, is how it will hit business, because there's a lot of services here that might hit businesses, and so I can't tell you how it will hit larger versus small business. So that we still is an open question. In terms of families, it will be less bad for those that have less income, and it will probably hit those people that use these services harder. In the sense that they're buying more stuff. It's one rate for everybody, but the people that have more income tend to use personal services more as to buying like physical goods.
So I see Alan Seaball, who is about as conservative can be, saying that it seems like a good idea, but the devil's in the details. I see Democrats saying, I don't know if they can support the plan. Well, what does Parr think about this? Is there enough information out? Is there enough time to vet all of this? Because the devil is indeed in the details.
I absolutely agree, and that's part of why we did this study, because we know that the fiscal office is going to come out, the legislative fiscal office is going to come out with notes that tell us how much all these things cost, but we were concerned that, you know, how this is going to impact families of different income might get lost in the shuffle, so that's why we did the study. I do think there's still information we got to go through. I think it's becoming clear what's going to happen with the income tax and the sales tax. I know businesses are diving into the corporate tax. So I think this is becoming clear every day. But, you know, there's still a lot of questions to be answered. How is the constitutional amendment? They're going to have a rewrite of Article 7. There's still a lot of information to kind of go through there. And now that we've got this tax report out, that's probably what Parr is going to turn our attention to.
So what is the next step here? Is there going to be a special session or not?
I have heard that there is. It's just a matter of when exactly we're going to call it. They're going to call it on like the 7th, so they're going to call it the 11th. I don't know. But I'm pretty sure we're going to have a special session.
Thank you, Stephen. Appreciate your time and the information as always. Stephen Procopio, president of the Public Affairs Research Council. When we come back, we're going to talk to Leslie Harris. She's been very involved with finding housing for homeless people that are in homeless encampments. And Louisiana State Police has a plan to close New Orleans' largest remaining homeless encampment this week. Because of the Taylor Swift concert, it set off a political firestorm. We'll get her take on this when we come back. Then we're going to talk to the chief economic development officer of the Downtown Development District about Swifties and their descent on the city and what that could mean economically. So a lot coming up. Stay with us. Tommy Tucker, WWL.